Hey, welcome to Shaker Groove Foundations. This is a short, practical Ableton lesson to take a dry shaker sample and turn it into a tight, rolling drum and bass shaker that sits in the pocket with your breakbeats and bass. We'll keep everything using stock Ableton, devices and concrete settings so you can reproduce the results quickly. First, the goal. We are building a one-bar shaker instrument that plays a constant high-frequency rolling pattern at around 174 BPM. You'll learn layering, filtering, simple humanization, a mixing chain that keeps the shaker out of the low end, and a darker slash heavier variant for drops. If you want to follow along, set your project tempo to 174 BPM now. Step 0. Project setup. Create a new MIDI track, Command or Control plus Shift plus T, and name it Shaker. Step 1. Pick your samples and make a basic instrument. Drag a clean closed shaker sample into Simpler. Use a sample roughly 60 to 350 milliseconds long. In Simpler, set mode to classic, loop off, and set release to about 80 milliseconds to start. You want the MIDI note length to control the tail, so use that gate-like behavior. Duplicate that Simpler into a second chain. We're going to layer them. Select both devices and group them into an instrument rack. Step 2. Layer design. Make two chains, click and air. Chain A, the click, use a short, tight shaker sample with mid-range attack. In Simpler, set release between 40 and 70 ms. After Simpler, add EQ8, high pass at about 500 Hz, and a small boost of 2 or 3 dB around 2 to 4 kHz for the transient click. Add a utility and keep width near 90 to 100%. Keep this chain slightly centered. Chain B is the air. Use a longer airy shaker or a noise-based shaker with release around 140 to 220 ms. Put auto filter after Simpler and start with a high pass type and cutoff around 900 Hz. You'll sweep that later with a macro. Keep resonance low. Follow with an EQ8 and a high shelf boost of 2 or 3 dB around 10 to 12 kHz for shimmer. Add utility and widen this chain between 140 and 180%, but don't overdo it. Step 3. Quick macro controls. Map the chain volume of the click and the air chains to macros. Call them click level and air level. Map the auto filter cutoff on the air chain to a macro so you can open and close the air quickly in arrangement. Step 4. Global compression and saturation. Group your instrument into an audio effect rack for some processing. Create a light glue compressor chain with a ratio around 3 to 4 to 1. Attack around 10 milliseconds and release around 100 milliseconds. Use it to gently glue dynamics. Create a parallel saturation chain with a saturator set to 2 to 4 dB drive and soft clipping enabled. Blend a little of the saturator in with a macro to add grit on demand. Finish with an EQ8 at the end and high pass the whole shaker around 3 to 400 Hz to keep low end cleanup. Then give a gentle boost around 10 kHz for shimmer. Step 5. Program the MIDI pattern. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip. Use a 1/16 or 1/32 grid. This audio version is shortened for playback.